Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm so excited that today we have a brand new speaker, a brand new guest to our show. And so we have Star Viparetti on the show today. And I have to tell you, I didn't know Star until like just a few months ago. Well, actually, I think it was last fall. I was talking to a friend of mine and she was talking to me about some essences. And I said, oh, you know, which ones do you use? Where do you get them? And so she told me. So then I ordered a bunch and then I ordered some more and some more. So it's been interesting. I've been really enjoying them. So then I thought, you know what? Why don't I invite her to my show so she can talk about some of these essences and products and how she got into it and so on and so forth. So Star is with us. And for those of you who don't know, she is an Aquarian visionary and a flower essence luminary. She's been working with flower and gemstone essences for over 30 years, following a career in nuclear medicine at the Cancer Foundation in Santa Barbara, where she was a chief technologist and the director of the School of Nuclear Medicine. She started her flower essence business in 1994 when she co-created with nature the first evolutionary Andean orchid flower essences near Machu Picchu. And she led groups to Peru for over 20 years, and she now produces an extensive line of exceptional flower and gemstone essences. She's also written a book called Bliss and Blessings about essences and her journey making them. And this book exudes Star's energy. As you will see during this show, she's a warm, fun, brilliantly charming expert in her field of essences, which is her passion. And she also has an app that shows the photos and qualities of over 140 gemstones called Gem Stars. And the star essences have been shipped to over 50 countries, including me in Austria. That's where I get them. And she's been on radio and TV and has taught classes both nationally and internationally. Star was born in Santa Barbara, California, and now lives in, I was going to say Hot Springs, Arkansas. Yes, and it has the biggest vein of quartz in the country running under it and transmits beautiful high frequencies. I think I have something from there too, because I remember when I got it, it was from Arkansas. So anyways, welcome to the show, Star.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
And I'm just so excited because, like I said, I started using your products, the essences and the sprays, last fall when a friend of mine told me about one of the ones that she was using, which was the gold essence, the 24 karat gold essence. And I said, "Oh, you know, like," and I got all excited. It's like, "Oh, I want to try that." So I got a few because, you know, it's like, okay, I'm shipping to Austria. I might as well get more than one to make it worth my while. So I got quite a few, and then it's like, oh, I want to try some more. I want to try some more. I want to try some more. So I brought with me my Angel Rejuvenation Spray, which I always use on every healing call that I do. I also have the Prosperity Alchemy Spray, and I also have the Star Speaker Mouth Mist because, you know, I am on, I talk a lot. So, you know, whether it's these calls or personal sessions, facilitation, healing calls, and so on, I think, you know what? And I really enjoy using these as well as the other essences that I do have that I didn't bring with me because, you know, I'm traveling. So I wanted to talk about these because they make me feel really good. So can you tell us a little bit, because it's your first time with us on the show, Star, can you tell us a little bit about your journey and how you started making these essences and why? Why did you start making these essences? Because I know there's other companies that make essences, right?
Right, yes. Yes, I, as you mentioned, I worked in nuclear medicine for quite a while, and it's interesting because that's still an energy medicine. It's just the other end of the spectrum. It's like going from a sledgehammer to the feather. And when I left that field, I was searching, and it just so happened I happened to see this tiny little ad that said flowers for healing. And it touched my heart. I'd been studying herbs and I'd been studying aromatherapy, but somehow I knew that was different. Mm-hmm. And I can fast forward a little bit. I studied all of that. I didn't know I would be making them, but then I went to Peru and I kept hearing Andean orchid flower essence, and I thought there was just one, and come to find out that I thought, well, I'm not going to make essences in Peru. I'm not a Peruvian. But then I ended up meeting this guy, Roger Valencia, who speaks five languages and has all kinds of gifts, and his hobby is orchids. And so he helped me through the years of making the first Andean orchid flower essences. And that's how I started, is with the orchids. And now I have like over 140 gemstone essences, I think. And I don't know what number we're at for flowers, the orchids. And you have a bunch of them, and that's really cool.
Yeah, I only brought these three bottles because they're easy to transport and carry around, right? But I could have brought some of the other ones, you know, but it's like, you know, there's only so many. But what I like about these ones, especially, you know, like for example, the Angel Rejuvenation Spray, I'm into angels myself, right? So it's like, I love that. So when I spray it, it's a beautiful scent, number one, and it affirms, you know, I guess you could say, my connection with the angels, you know?
Yes.
Because I'm already connected, but this strengthens it, or, you know, reinforces that, right?
It does. And that was the very first spray I ever made, because, you know, most of the essences are, you take under your tongue. Mm-hmm. And that I kept getting the guidance for this one particular one, which is called Eternal Youth, to get it on the skin. Well, you can drop drops on the skin, you can spray it, but somehow I woke up, one of those 4 a.m. things, you know, I woke up and the message was lavender, frankincense, and geranium. You put those in because not only would they enhance the whole action of it, it would also be more appealing, because just spraying a spray that doesn't have an aroma is not as fun. Yeah. So all of those help, you know, it's an essence that's very good for the skin, or the spray, you know, originally it was called rejuvenation spray, but then we did find out the connection with the angels through a whole number of synchronicities, and people started seeing their angels when they sprayed it, and in particular an ex-nun who hadn't seen her angels for a long time, and she's the one that started it, because we didn't even know until then. And so what you said is right in line with the feeling that essence is probably our best seller, because people just love that.
Well, I love lavender and frankincense. I use them every day, or every day when I'm meditating or doing any healing work, you know, I use my lavender and frankincense, right? And so I'm used to those scents, and, you know, they're in my field, right? And so then with this one, I didn't even check to see. Maybe I did check to see what's in it, but, you know, it's like, oh, angel rejuvenation spray. That's all I needed to know.
Right.
I didn't need to know any more than that. It's like, I got it. And it's a divine facial and aura mist, right? So I always put it on my face. So if people are like wondering, wow, she's always glowing, or she looks amazing. Yeah, maybe this is it.
That's it.
But I do use it, right? And then I also use the Prosperity Alchemy spray to feel prosperous, open, and willing to receive. How many of us have blocked off our receiving in many different ways for many different reasons, right? And so sometimes we don't even recognize that we have done that in the past. And so if this can open up my doors to prosperity, why not? Right?
Right.
And then, of course, the Star Speaker Mouth Mist, because I'm always constantly speaking and I would like my words to be in alignment with the truth, right? With the divine, and with the, you know, highest intention for whoever I'm speaking with. Right. So I don't know exactly what it says.
They say necessity is the mother of invention. So I actually made that one for myself to start with.
Nice. Awesome.
Apprehension sometimes that I have. And also, you described it so beautifully, to speak your truth. And,
you know, yeah.
On that throat chakra.
And so, you know, like for some of these, like, do you have to, you know, this, I'm just playing devil's advocate, because I'm already sold on these products, I'm already using them, right? So I'm just playing devil's advocate. So do you have to believe in, you know, believe that they will work for them to work?
Okay, I will say they work on children and they work on pets, right, and they work on plants. So the answer is no. But in addition to that, though, I will say if you really believe something won't work, mm-hmm, you know, our mind is a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
And you can go to surgery, and if you think it's not going to work as well, probably. So it's always useful to have at least an open, positive attitude, because I think we can block ourselves with our emotions. But really, we see this work all kinds, you know, all the time, without people having, you know, because of the children. The proof for me is the children and the animals and the plants. Mm-hmm. They don't have to believe it, and that they still work really beautifully.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like, it's not about whether you believe it or not, but if you have the trust in it, if you trust in it and trust your own guidance that, okay, I'm being called to use this, trusting that knowing and that guidance, it will work, you know, right, to the extent that you allow it to, right?
Yes.
So do you have any essences or products that can help you to be more in allowance?
Yes, I'm sure we do.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay, so this is a good time to say that on my website, we have a repertory. You have to look down at the bottom of the site, and you can put in the different conditions.
Yeah.
So probably if we weren't video right now, I'd be on my website.
Hold on one second. So I'm just going to put the link to it in here, and you know, so alara.at/show/*, but we have video, so you know, I can screen share.
I don't think I'm as adept.
No, I can.
Oh, you can. Good. Because I think I can multitask that well.
Give me one second. So here we go. So here we are, and we're going to click on that just to show that what is actually possible, right? Because it is hard to remember all the different products that you have, right? So it's about, you know, showing that you can actually go up to...
Well, go to the bottom of the page. And somewhere over here,
search.
Search is there, but look at the... You can do that, but there's actually go to the FAQs.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
A little more complicated than I thought.
No, but it's okay. I've used it too myself, where just, you know, under resources, you know.
There it is, the repertory.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, under the resources.
Yeah.
So you can look up a specific condition.
Yeah, it is a PDF, but there are so many categories here that you can look at that and see, okay, I have an issue with acceptance. What can I use, right? And so then there's the suggested essences, and then there's the suggested sprays, right?
Right. And so then you can look at those and see what ones resonate with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not always the same for everyone. Depends on what's going on.
Yeah. And so like you can even use kinesiology, right? And like muscle testing to see which one, right?
Yes. All the different, you know, there's lots of different ways you can just go by the descriptions, but
yeah.
As you said, the kinesiology, sometimes something will just fly off the page. A certain word will resonate.
Exactly.
All those ways work.
Yeah. Yep, they all do. Or, you know, trust your own knowing. Ask yourself, you know, which one do I require? You know, ask your body. So, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, this is also about being in tune with you and what you require, right? And asking questions.
Yes. Yes. And the idea is... to empower yourself to know, you know, to take control of your own situation. Now, I will say sometimes it's valuable to go to a practitioner, and it's not necessary at all. Yeah. Sometimes somebody will come up to me and say, hey, you ought to use your whatever of my own. And sometimes it'll be like, oh, yeah, I should. You're right.
absolutely.
From outside, but really the whole goal, my whole goal is to empower people to take care of themselves.
Yeah, and so this is, you know, another tool that you can use when, you know, if things are not going great, it's like, okay, what can I do here? What can I use? You know, or when things are going great anyway, it's like, okay, what would be fun? You know, like, so for me, you know, the prosperity alchemy, that's fun to use. The angel rejuvenation spray, that's fun to use. I mean, you know, and it just might be a way of opening you up to a new way of being and thinking and realizing even that there are tools available that you didn't even know about. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show, to share these tools that people may not even know about, you know?
Well, I want, you know, when I first made these essences, I had studied the Bach essences, and they're all about fixing things, you know, that are wrong, or improving on a lot of emotions that seem to be negative. Well, a lot of the essences that I have are actually for higher states of consciousness. Mm-hmm. So it's another level. And you had mentioned that maybe you got one that was from Arkansas. Well, some of my favorite things are the ones right now for the pineal and the pituitary. And then the one from Arkansas happens to be for the hypothalamus. Mm. So those are all orchids. And the orchid is like the highest vibration in the plant world, because they came the latest and they hold the energy of everything that came before them. So they're kind of equivalent to the dolphins and the humans.
Oh, wow.
On the DNA scale. So people are drawn to orchids for a good reason, because we are doing this whole ascension process. Mm-hmm. And the getting the pineal activated and the pituitary and getting them all connected is very important to these times. So when I made the first essences, I actually at that time was called to give them names. They named themselves, actually, but they're lovely things like divine goddess there's balance and stability, high frequency, ancient wisdom. And I thought, am I crazy? You know, instead of describing them from everything that's wrong, they're described with everything that's right. Mm-hmm. So looking for what you want more of in your life, you can look at the descriptions that way.
I love that. You know, about what else is possible for you, right? Instead of focusing on the problem, thinking about what you would actually like to create in your life, or what you'd like to experience more of. You know, oh, I love that. I'm definitely more about that myself. You know, it's like, okay, well, so I know what my ideal life is, or what I would like my life to look like or be like. So what matches that? You know,
exactly, because the essences, I feel, raise your frequency in that octave, and that octave can go up or down. So let's look at the possibilities of where we want to go. Mm-hmm. And I understand that occasionally you just have a symptom.
Yeah.
And that's why we have the repertory.
Yeah.
But also, in addition to the repertory, we have a catalog that describes the essences. And sometimes you can read through that. It also has photos. And sometimes just a picture will jump off a page, and you'll feel like that's what you want to bring into your life.
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, when I was, you know, I was just looking around on the website and just looking at, you know, different gems and different flowers and different conditions and just different things, and seeing what jumped out at me. And I made a note, okay, this one, you know, and then this one, and then this one. And then I would go back, you know, and then look again and see which one I actually wanted to purchase, you know. And it's fun. I guess I'm an online shopper, so for me, that's fun to look at. Just to look at it and see the different things and see what it's all about, and then asking myself, okay, body, which one would you like right now, right? Which one would you like to play with? And then, you know, when I received my package, oh, it was so nicely wrapped. It was so beautiful. You know, I was so excited. I was like a kid in the candy store when I was opening it up.
And they vibrate out these frequencies. So just having them in your house, it's like having little crystals.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because they do have an energy field.
Right. Beautiful. I love that. And so, you know, I brought these. I have some on my desk, you know, where I actually do my work. And then I have a whole bunch in my bookcase where I have all of them. And then I just get to choose which one, right? for today kind of thing.
But that's what I do. I will say that if you're working on a particular issue, then the taking them regularly and cyclically will help if it's a situation. And people ask, how long does it take before, mm-hmm. you know, I'm, and sometimes it depends on how long it took you to get that way, whatever. If it's an emergency thing, and something that just happened, like the balance and stability is sort of like a rescue remedy. And so you might something might go wrong and you take it and you feel fine. Mm-hmm. And they just need to take it once. And then sometimes you're working on a particular issue that you've had for, you know, months, years, decades, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it might take more than a few weeks to get to that point where your body can actually hold the frequency. Sometimes you'll feel better, but then it will come back. It's because your body really just can't hold that frequency yet because it's so used to the frequency that it had before. Hmm. So, but I take them like you do usually at this point, unless there is an issue.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just see which one is calling on that day.
Yeah.
There's some that I love to take all the time. And one of the mouth mists, the Freedom, you have the Star Speaker, which I enjoy as well when I do have to speak. Mm-hmm. The other one that's called the Angel Breath Mouth Mist, I made in particular so I would remember to take the Freedom Essence every day. Mm-hmm. And the Freedom, you mentioned the gold. Well, the Freedom has 24 karat gold in it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's a valuable essence to take.
It's all good. That was a gold screen. That's amazing. We were talking about gold and there was a gold screen. So I was just going to actually mention that if anybody has a question or a comment, you can write it in the chat, or you can be brave and raise your hand, or just, you know, unmute yourself and ask a question. So we're, you know, how we're talking about how you should take them. So there are some that are sprays, and then there are some that are essences that you take in your mouth under your tongue, right?
Right. Yes. And then there are a few sprays that just those mouth mists. Yeah. There's three of those that you spray right in your mouth. Fortunately, they're in a different size bottle than the big spray, because you don't want to, those larger sprays that are face sprays, you really don't want to spray in your mouth.
No. Exactly. Yeah. So like the Star Speaker mouth mist is a little bit, you know, it's quite a bit smaller than the other one, you know? So.
Yeah. So if you're just, when I'm feeling in my purse, you know, I know which one to get.
There you go. So Karen from Maine has a question. She's raised her hand. So Karen, I'm going to unmute you, I think. Hello.
Hey. Hi, Laura.
There you are. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. So I have a question for Star. So what is a good one for clearing out space? So my mother did pass last month.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you know, it was a good thing.
I know, I'm kind of sorry, but kind of, I know you were like, you know, it was coming, it was happening.
Yeah, it was coming. And she has a very strong presence. And so, you know, a lot of times I'm going through the house and, you know, I did the sage clearing and I think that's helped a little bit, but I was just wondering, is there something that I can do for myself or for my space, for my entire house? Mm-hmm. And do I have to go clean her house, space clearing for her house as well? When there's strong, you know, energies that are sort of attached or have lived there.
There's a couple. There's one we actually call a sacred sanctuary, and it does help to shift the vibration. It's a feng shui spray even to help the energy in your house. But there's also the shield of light. So I would there's two different sprays there. There's that you might want to check out the definitions there. You know, the sacred sanctuary spray, I have to read it myself because I don't remember all these things. But it's,
yeah, there's so many.
You have a lot. Yeah.
You create your realm of light and delight. And certainly, again, they're described more from the positive side, but certainly to clear out old energies, that's part of what feng shui is about. And that, so I would say that that the sacred sanctuary would be, it sounds like that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then you might look at the shield of light, depending on how you're feeling and if you think that is a good one.
What about the vortex of harmony?
I love vortex of harmony. it's just a... That's in the drops, right? That's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. That would work. That might be. Yeah. Yes.
And you take that one internally.
You take that internally. Now, if there's anyone that if you wanted to use it as a spray, you can just put it in a spray bottle and spray it around. One of the interesting things about the essences is I'm always interested in hearing people's unusual uses of them. And so just putting them in a spray is one thing, putting some in your bath, in all your beauty products, in your mist, if you have an aromatherapy mister that you put essential oils into, you can put the essences in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another really good way to use it.
Okay. Oh, that's great. So when I was saging my house, I had to keep reassuring her that I'm not trying to get rid of her. I'm just trying to lighten up her energy attachment. So do you have any thoughts on that, Alara or Star?
Yeah, well, for the sprays are much more... gentle than the sage. I always feel like sage does go in and get out the spooky stuff. If you have access to mugwort, it feels like mugwort is much lighter, and or instead of trying to get out the boogeyman stuff, it's more balancing. If you need to burn something,
I also like the Palo Santo.
I love that.
I use that like I don't use sage at all anymore. It's just too strong for me. I like the Palo Santo.
The other ones are a higher frequency, and the sprays are definitely a much higher frequency to me. And I know there's occasions when you need the sage.
Sure.
But probably that's not what you're talking about. At this point, you already saged it. So.
Yeah, I just found it interesting. It was kind of like a contradiction. I'm trying to use, somebody said, recommended that I do sage, and I was doing it. I was like, I'm not clearing you out, Mom. I'm not clearing you out. I was like, what am I doing here? Yeah. So thank you for that explanation. I appreciate that. That makes sense.
Awesome.
All right.
And yeah.
Thank you.
Try that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Karen. Ooh, all right. So. And that's the thing. It's like there are so many different ways and different tools and resources that we have for even clearing your space, but not just your space, but even your own energetic field, right? And whenever you use something that is high vibrational, it's going to affect your aura energy and your energy field, as well as your space, because like Star had said earlier on, even having the bottles in your space creates a difference, right, Star? There you are.
Right, and also, so when you take them, not only do you affect yourself, you affect your space. I mean, yeah. I actually, as crazy as it seems, sometimes get the message to just take some essences and walk through Walmart.
Ah.
Because we can do amazing things by raising our own frequency. And that's one of the reasons that I say to take essences every day, like either the freedom or whichever ones that are calling to you, because they will raise your frequency. They're all very high vibration. They're made with water that's been activated and from sites all over the world. And so by raising our frequency, we create a field around us, and that's one of our services,
right,
is to help raise the fields of the people around us.
So, you know, we were talking about Walmart last week because my dad had gone to Walmart and he felt he was so dizzy and, you know, had vertigo and just felt out of sorts. And I told him that, that used to happen to me too when I would go to Walmart. And somebody else on one of the calls mentioned that, yeah, that happened to her too. So at least now my dad's like, okay, I'm not crazy. And it's not something really physical. It has to do with, and I said, it's the energy of the people that are going there, the energy of the company, yes. Big time, as well as some of the products and how they're made and so on, you know? So when we are using any high vibration product and going in there, it's going to, you know, because like everything we do all radiates out to everywhere else, right? So it's going to contribute to changing the energy of the company and the products and the people that are going there and the people that work there, right?
Yes. And Shield of Light is really good if you, for that sort of thing. If you feel like you need, if you do get dizzy or funky mm-hmm. when you go in, you can create a field around yourself so that that doesn't happen. And the Shield of Light is good for that one. And then Crystal Clear is an excellent spray to use to clear your field. If you go in and it does happen to you, mm-hmm. you can clear it out with the Crystal Clear, which is made with, it has salt in it, salt from this beautiful place in Peru, Matas. It's this rose salt. And a lot of healers will use it or massage therapists on their hands in between sessions because it will clear that energy. So yeah, we're becoming so much more sensitive to energy.
Yeah.
That it's nice to have the tools to.
Okay, so I'm adding those two to my list. So when I go back, I'm getting those two for sure. The Crystal Clear and the Sacred Sanctuary. Definitely.
And the Shield of Light.
The Shield of Light. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, thank you.
Those two have similar attributes. The Shield of Light and the Sacred Sanctuary.
Awesome. Thank you. And you know, because for me also, because like I'm doing these calls every day, well, not every day anymore, but like twice a week. Plus I have my own healing calls, group calls that I do every day, plus, you know, personal sessions with people. So it's you know, and I mentioned on one of my calls, it's really important to clear your field on a regular basis every day, especially when you are working with a lot of people all the time. It's really important to clear your field, right? So can you talk a little bit about that, Star?
Well, I have several. One, if you can get your field high enough so that it doesn't affect you, but when you're doing sessions and when you're doing, well, when you go to Walmart, so that's why sometimes before I go in, I boost myself up. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you're doing that too. You've got your essences around you.
Yeah.
And it depends on how you feel when afterwards, but certainly there's stickiness and our fields merging, and you know, like that flower of life thing, we're all one. Mm-hmm. We can't help it. So I think that clearing is very valuable, and the Crystal Clear is excellent for that. And it you know, it's easy. Sometimes you can do, you can do meditations, you can do a lot of different techniques, but the sprays are easy. Yeah. And the same thing for clearing crystals. Actually, Crystal Clear started out for clearing crystals because it looks like you have a gemstone necklace around your neck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so a company that makes therapeutic necklaces, were getting them in there to needing to repair them. And they said that they would get them in, and a lot of times these necklaces will break when they've just had it. You know, they've got them with energy.
Yeah.
And so they would be restringing them, but then all that energy would be jumping off on them. And they wanted an easy way to clear them because, you know, you can do salt water, you can do purple plates, you can do a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Well, the spray was just easy. And so that's where that came from, to clear your crystals. You can do all your techniques. Just even with your own intention.
Yeah.
But you can also do the quick and easy and spray them. But I want to say something there about just the diversity of what these different things are used for. Because like Crystal Clear, clearing your hands, clearing yourself, clearing your sprays. But Crystal Clear is also a really excellent essence to give to newborn babies, to spray newborn babies, which is, and that happens to be because of the salt, and the salt helps them to keep their memories.
Oh, wow. And, I got goosebumps all over. Oh, my goodness.
You know what? I have them right now myself. I have a write-up on the website about it, or somewhere around. I have to find that, because it was really a direct message to use, like, even a, just, you know, you just spray a tiny bit over the baby, but do it until the bottle runs out, was the idea. And because in ancient times, they used to put a grain of salt under babies' tongues for them to help keep the memory. You just can't use the Morton's crafty salt, you know?
Yeah.
Real salt.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Oh, I love that. That's such valuable information. It's like, wow, I had no idea. So even now, though, I think, you know, even for us who are not babies, I think perhaps if we do use salt, there may be a way. I don't know.
I'm getting goosebumps. Where I'm getting the God knowledge when you're saying it. It's not even something I'd thought about. But now it's full body here.
Exactly. There's still a way for us, even now, even that we're not children, to use salt in some way so that we can regain those memories, you know? Yeah. Or regain that wisdom.
And that's probably why we're seeing more Himalayan salt and other options for salt.
Yeah.
Because I don't think salt is a bad thing. I think that it just, you need to use the stuff that hasn't had every mineral sucked out of it.
Okay, so now, like in the medical community or in the modern community, you know, in the mass media, they all talk about, you know, don't eat salt, salt's bad for you, right? And it's like, no, you know, like, don't go to extremes, but sometimes my body says you need salt.
Absolutely. I think it's a big mistake to not have salt. But again, you have to research and get some salt, not table salt.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we're not doctors. We're not saying anything at all about that. We're just,
of course not.
Do your research. But I, you know, when I'm at home in Vienna, you know, we don't use salt. You know, we always use the Himalayan sea salt, I use sea salt for baths, and I use the Himalayan salt in the cooking, you know. And so I was talking about this the other day in one of my calls about the sea salts in a bath, because it helps to bring out the toxins out of your body, the emotional toxins, especially if you've been doing a lot of healing work and so on. It takes them out of your body and out of your energy fields and out of your aura. So it's important to do a sea salt bath regularly if possible. So do you have any essences or sprays that have salt in them?
The Crystal Clear does, and the Tension Formula. So I have, you know, I have the different lines. I have the Orchids and the Gems and the Santa Barbaras and the Peruvian, different flowers. And then we have some what we call constellations, because there are essences, which are combinations, basically. And that makes it kind of easy on people sometimes, instead of having to make up a whole bunch, a combination for themselves. There's some kind of generic ones. And the attention formula, which was originally made for children with ADD. Mm-hmm. And because sometimes one of the issues that they have is a mineral deficiency, and in different ones for different children, so it's not across the board.
Right.
So the guidance there was to make that formula with a saturated solution of salt. So when you take that essence, it's going to taste salty.
Okay.
And then there's some other ones, and I think Vortex of Harmony is one of them, that is made with the energy of the salt. It won't taste salty, but there is energy, there is salt in the mother, and then it's diluted down.
Okay.
So those are the ones that I can remember right off the bat.
Awesome. Thank you.
And the Crystal Clear. And the Crystal Clear, if you spray that, you happen to lick your lips, you'll taste it.
It'd be salty. Awesome. Good. Thank you. And so, you know, when you guys are looking around the website, just see what jumps out at you, right? What do you require right now? And as you're looking, continue to ask your body, what do you require? And so one of the other things I wanted to share about your work is that you also, you don't teach it per se anymore, but you do have a program that you have on your website about learning how to make your own essences, right?
Yes, it's actually about how to make, I mean, I talk about how to make essences in there, but mm-hmm. It's how to use the star essences and how to make those combinations, mm-hmm. how to be a practitioner, essentially. So it goes through all of the essences, and there's a lot of photos, and it's kind of, it's a fun course. It's not a hard course, but it's comprehensive. Yes. And it does cover how to make them yourself, as well as how to work with the star essences.
Awesome. Thank you. And
one other tool I wanted to mention of when you were talking about the website, mm-hmm. and how to figure out which essences, is this little app, the Gemstars app, which only works, unfortunately, on iPhones, but it does have great photographs of the gems. And I've actually used those photographs for people just on their bodies when I didn't have the essence with me. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting phenomena. I have no idea why it works, but it has worked for some kind of immediate things. But
right.
They also, you can look up you can put in the condition. You can also put the body part in and see what gemstones will be beneficial. So
awesome.
It's got a picture and the definition. Yeah, it's and it's called Gemstars. So that's another way to have, I don't have an app for the flowers, but it is a good one for the gems.
Yeah, and so that is available on iPhone, so you can look it up.
iPhones, yeah, it's $1.99.
Yeah, so check that out as well. And so I wanted to ask you, so if anybody has a question, like I said, you can type it in the chat or you can just unmute yourself or raise your hand. But I wanted to ask you about some of the essences that you take. Some of them have alcohol in them, right?
They do. They have like a 20% solution of alcohol, which helps to keep it from growing things in it. You know, mm-hmm. it's sterile, and it also gets it into the bloodstream more quickly.
Oh, okay.
And because you're only taking drops of this,
yeah.
it's like less alcohol than you would get in a ripe banana. So
yeah.
Even people that are sensitive, although if alcohol is an issue, you can put it in a hot beverage, and that will evaporate the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You can also order specifically, if you want a special order, you can get them made with glycerin.
Okay.
The alcohol, if you happen to touch the dropper to something, it helps it keep it sterile.
Okay, awesome.
Growing things, so.
Yeah, and so that's great because, you know, you may buy something and not use it for a couple of months, and so it keeps it fresh, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It keeps it preserved.
Yeah, exactly. Keeps it preserved. Awesome. I was trying to think of like what other questions I had personally about your essences. So I had been wanting to make some myself, right? But then it's like, I remember that, it's like you have to keep it in the sun for 3 days, and where I live especially, it's like, oh, there's no sun. It's like, okay, can't do it.
It's not 3 days though. It's more like 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
So you could probably do it.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Yeah, because it's just where I live, there's like the sun doesn't, I get like half an hour in the morning. That's about it, you know. So
well,
it's like
that could be problematic. There are some places that it's going to be a little more difficult at certain times of the year.
Yeah, exactly. But so this is something that, you know, when I take these, you know, it's just like a quick, you know, it's like it doesn't take anything. Then that's why I love what you say. It's really easy. You know, like there's no excuse for me not to use them, you know, on a regular basis, right? Because it is so easy to use. If anything, it's about not remembering to do it, right?
Yes, the trick with the essences is you have to take them.
Yeah, yeah. And then how do you know when you're done taking one?
You know.
You just know.
You know, if you lose the bottle, it doesn't, yeah, it's not calling you anymore. And whatever you were taking it for, and that's the interesting thing. It's not like a drug where mm-hmm. it puts you back into balance. It doesn't take you over the other way. It just puts you back into balance. And sometimes you don't know they worked because that's how you're supposed to feel in the first place. It's just right. That you know you weren't feeling that before.
Yeah.
And now there are some that will, I feel that they do elevate you. You can, you know, for they're good for meditation and mm-hmm. They will enhance different things. But and so like you said, sometimes you just want to take one in that moment. It calls you, you take it, and that's that. There's some that you take and you take them every day for a certain period of time until you don't. There's mm-hmm. not a particular thing that says it's gonna take 2 weeks or 3 weeks or because we're all different.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, trust your knowing, ask your questions, right? Be present yeah. with it and see what shows up, right?
And, you know, the way a lot of people do the kinesiology of holding the bottle and see if you, how you move. Everybody has their own technique for that, but you can test it.
Yeah, exactly. And so why not? And so I, you know, we've been talking about the website, right? And some of the products. And so I'm not sure how this worked, but the link that I click on and the link that's on the live page and that will be in the email, you should be getting a 17% discount off the top. But if not, when you get to check out, type in Alara Love and see what happens. But you should be, because that's the way it's been programmed in. So just, you know, enjoy that, you know, enjoy that discounted rate. And there's always, I feel like on a regular basis, there seems to be sales on or specials on or just new essences that come out, you know, which is, you know, it's cool because like, oh, I'm always interested in saying, okay, what else can I do or be different to raise my vibration, right? To have to be, you know, more in tune, to be more connected to spirit or to my angels or to my guides or so on and so forth, right? It's not always about problems that I may have. I don't have a lot of problems.
Right. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of problems, so I'm good, you know. But I started taking the hormonal one thinking, you know, I'm going through, you know, menopause, so I should probably, you know, I think I'm okay. So I don't seem to be having a problem, but it could be because of the essences I'm taking. Who knows? So for me, it's more about my personal development and spiritual growth, right?
Yeah.
As well as, you know, my space and raising the vibration of my space. I don't have any pets and my kids are all moved away and grown. So, but I do have plants. Oh, and I never thought to use, oh, you know, I'm away. I'm traveling, right? So I've been away for, I guess it'll be 3 weeks this weekend. So I wonder if my plants will still be alive when I get back.
I do have one that's called Plant Love.
I should get that and just tell my husband, spray that. Because I think he's going to kill my plants. I think he's going to forget. So I was like, I have 3 plants. I think they won't be alive when I get back.
Oh, you could probably beam to them. You could probably transmit some energy.
That's true. Yes. But I, you know, I do think still plants need water.
They appreciate water. Yeah.
So yeah, I know it's crazy. So I just wanted you to, if you could just talk about that a little bit, some more about that these essences and sprays, they work with plants and animals as well. Do you have any cases of that work, of especially with pets, with animals and pets?
Oh, pets for sure. Oh my gosh, my kitty that just recently passed away, 22 years. I think she probably had essences every day of her life. Mm-hmm. Because she was my office was right below my house, and the ladies in the office just used to. She always had her own little cup. But I have a lot of letters from people, and people will send me pictures even. And my granddaughter feeds them to her cats, and they really, you could, some of them will just take it right from the dropper, and they, mm-hmm. they know. And for my cat, every time something would be wrong, she actually had a stroke, and I thought she was gone. And I was heading for the vet, and she did not want to go to the vet. And I ended up taking her home and gave her flower essences, and she completely recovered. But I went online and I was looking at all the different things that would be good for it. And every time I would pick something, it would be homeopathic. And all through her life, even when I thought I should find something else, it would be something homeopathic. And then I would think, no, just use your own essences on her. And so that's what I did. And we have, I have some that are real specific for the animals, because she had a kidney thing. I have a kidney one, and I think I have a thyroid one that are specifically for animals. And then the kind of generic one that's called Happy Pet that has a broad spectrum, kind of like a rescue remedy for animals.
Right.
But you can also give them any of them that would resonate, you know, that would be good for a human with the same condition. It will work for the animals. And one of the things about giving them to the plants is that my feeling is that it raises the vibration of, especially if you're growing food, it raises the vibration of the food that you're growing. So it's going to nurture you even at a higher level. And right. That I've been experimenting with, but I don't have specific results. I have a knowing. I love giving them to my tomatoes.
Okay. And, you know, it is also about trusting your knowing, right? So if you are being called to do that and eat those tomatoes that are already infused with the essences, you already know that that these essences and sprays are high vibration. So of course the tomatoes and the plants are also going to receive that, right?
Right. And even if it's flowers, you're going to bring those, if you bring those flowers or walk by them, whatever. Right.
Yeah.
So raising the frequency of your whole yard.
Right.
I just feel like they have huge benefits.
Yeah.
And I get validation all the time.
I love that. And, you know, and that is true. Like that's what we're all trying to do, right? Is raise our vibration and, you know, radiate that out into our communities and into the world, right? We're always, most of us who are on these calls are in service to consciousness, or, you know, working towards expanding consciousness and ourselves at the same time. And so what else can we be or do different to change what is happening in the world, right? And so that's a small part that we can take to make a difference, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
To raise our own vibration. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And it's so simple. Like I said, I mean, I you know, so this is how I do it. Okay. I'm just going to be like a guinea pig. This is the Prosperity Alchemy Spray. Okay. It probably shows up backwards. I'm not sure, but anyways, and I just sprayed above me. That's it. Right.
Perfect.
And I love it. And like I said, this is my favorite, the Angel Rejuvenation Spray. It is my favorite. I love it. And I just sprayed on my face. You know,
makes you happy.
And then the Star Speaker Mouth Mist, because I'm always talking to people and I'm hoping that what I'm saying is of benefit to them. That's it. Right? How easy is that? Takes less than a second. I should be a spokesperson.
I'm sold.
You know, and you know, like I said, you do ship worldwide, right?
Yes.
And because I'm in Austria and I've ordered them and I've received them and no problems whatsoever. You know, and your staff, the customer service staff, they're so sweet. Oh my God, they always make me feel so good, you know, when I'm chatting with them. So nice and so helpful. I just, it's like, wow, really, they are really nice, you know?
You.
Yeah,
you.
I just have to say that because they're really, really nice. I just love their energy and they're so kind. So was there anything else that we wanted to share with everyone? What else was I going to say? I haven't tried this stuff for the weight yet, but I think I will because I put on a little bit of weight since March. So I'm going to work on that. You know, but there's stuff for sleeping. There's stuff for traveling, there's stuff for your immune system, there's stuff for like all sorts of different things. Like there's over 100 products. So please do take a look, right?
Yeah.
But is there something else that you wanted to share with us, Star? I know we only have a few more minutes left.
Well, we were going to give copies of the book, aren't we?
Yep. So I did that already. It was in the email that I sent out this morning. Oh. Was the free gift, was the is the book that Bliss and...
Blessings.
Bliss and blessings. So please do take advantage of that. Get that, you know, download it. It's a PDF. And then on the website, you should be getting a 17% discount automatically. So please take advantage of that as well. And just see what calls to you, okay? Just use your knowing, ask questions, and see what calls to you, and just have fun with it.
Yes, yes, fun. That's important.
And then play with it. And like, you know, for the one, the Crystal Clear or the Shield of Light, spray yourself, go to Walmart. And just know that you're making a difference. You know, just know that you're changing the atmosphere, you're changing the energy of the space, of the people that you're meeting and being around. And, you know, sometimes that's all we can do. So, and that's a lot, right?
That's a lot.
Awesome. So yeah. So let me know. And if you do get some products, you know, try it out. Let me know, Karen, if you get the one for the Shield of Light or the Sanctuary one or the Crystal Clear even. Let me know how it works for you, okay? Awesome. So thank you so much, Star. This was so much fun. I'm so glad that we got a chance to do this because like I said, I love these. And I'd been wanting to get you on the show since I started taking them. It's like, why not?
Well, I really appreciate that. And all your beautiful comments. I love it. I feel blessed to join you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. And so until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Thank you so much, Alora.